Earlier this month, the Philadelphia Housing Authority demolished two half-century-old high-rises, part of the Norman Blumberg Apartments in North Philly. A string of low-rise buildings will soon follow suit, leaving just one piece of the vast complex standing, a 15-story tall senior tower. As part of an ambitious transformation plan in the Sharswood section, the authority plans to modernize the property to the tune of $20 million. But as WHYY's Aaron Moselle reports, former residents may not be the ones moving in when it's done.
The 86 former residents of the tower are now scattered all across the city after PHA relocated them last year.
I'm way older than him. I call him my son, but he's my dog. He's all right.
That's Walt. You know, that's my dog. And he's good.
Walt Taylor and Lamont Greer are sitting around a table inside Taylor's new apartment at Wilson Park, a public housing complex sandwiched between a busy highway and commercial railroad tracks in South Philly. Greer lives just a couple floors away. And even though each is guaranteed a spot when Blumberg's senior tower is completed, neither of them is going anywhere. Greer says gun violence and drugs were routine in Sharswood, so much so that seniors walked around the Blumberg complex at 23rd and Jefferson instead of through it, even though it takes longer.
Then they in the middle of that place standing in, hey, we got this, we got that. And that's how it was.
For Taylor, it was good to get away. He grew up near the towers, then moved to Blumberg about a dozen years ago to make life easier after splitting up with his wife. He was already a security guard there.
To put me in a new neighborhood where I don't know nobody, I'm happy as I don't know what. Feels like, make me feel like I'm wide open, I'm free.
James Norcom is also feeling more carefree these days. You can almost hear it in his voice as he gives me the tour of his new one-bedroom apartment, one of 29 at Queens Row, a tidy set of buildings PHA renovated in Germantown.
I have a big, large front room, and the front room's combined with the kitchen area. I have a large closet space.
On the wall behind Norcom are all the awards he's won during his two decades with the Mighty Glorifiers, a gospel a cappella group. Norcom sings baritone and bass.
Say, I'll see all my friends.
Norcom moved to Blumberg after retiring from construction. He lived there for nearly 5 years, but never adjusted to high-rise life. He hasn't had that problem in Germantown.
I can come outside on my porch any hour of the day and just stand out on my porch and just lean over, hear the birds, catch the fresh air, you know. Feel like I'm a part of something instead of institutional-wise, like Bloomberg.
Norcom says living in an apartment building that's integrated into the community gives him a greater sense of belonging than living in a high-rise that wasn't. He says sometimes people set you aside when they learn you're a PHA resident.
That's where all the crime is. That's where all the low-class people are. But it's classy people even in projects. It's according to the individual. It's your wall. It's not housing authority. It's your wall. How do you carry yourself? How do you live?
Norcom has no plans on moving back to Sharswood, though he's happy others will benefit from PHA's plans. If the half-billion-dollar project is successful, it'll produce a mixed-income community with a revitalized commercial corridor, though PHA has been short on details about how it will pay for the entire project. For Sandra Preston, Norcom's neighbor, reimagining Blumberg and the surrounding blocks is a good idea. And overall, she's happy the project meant she got to return to Germantown, the neighborhood she grew up in, where she used to trick-or-treat on Halloween.
They used to give us candy and money.
Still, the move was bittersweet. Preston says she misses the community within the senior tower, especially her neighbors on the 12th floor.
Everybody that was up there was cool. We didn't have no arguments, no loud mess, no nothing, and we kept the floor clean, so I loved it. It was all right with me. Yeah. 12th floor was popping.
Recently, two friends who moved with Preston from Blumberg to Germantown died, one day apart. She was devastated, in part because she couldn't easily grieve with her fellow senior tower residents.
Yeah, I do miss my booze. I do. I miss my divas and my booze. Because I have to travel now if I want to go see them. We have to travel. Some of these seniors can't get up and down on a bus.
Preston thinks some residents will move back, about a third if she had to guess. But she won't be one of them. To her, things will never be like they were. She's also not a big fan of elevators. The renovated senior tower will have new ones, as well as central air, new water lines, and a spruced-up facade. Each apartment is getting a new kitchen and bathroom. PHA expects the building to reopen by spring 2018. By then, PHA President Kelvin Jeremiah says Sharswood will be a completely different neighborhood, a much better place to live. And that, he suspects, will have more seniors weighing their options. I'm Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.